Dan Morgan, I'm Mike Bancoli for another episode of The Lost Tapes. I realised after I'd sent you this agenda last night that it was another two losses. I don't know whether I've like subconsciously got into the habit of doing losses on this show, and whether or not I find them more interesting, but I'm sure it's not the case anyway. Feels like I've done a few. What do you make of these two, Mike?
Yeah, both interesting games. I think that the Southampton one for me is interesting because this is one of the first seasons I follow back to front. Like I really lived the season. I lived the ebb and flow of the season. And 04-05s, as we're going to go on to talk about, is just such an odd season for Liverpool in that it ends in glory, but the ebb and flow of the league season is just so drab. And
Yeah,
this is another
it really is.
reminder of that drab league form.
Really is. All right, let's start at St Mary's then. Southampton 2, Liverpool 0, Saturday 22nd of January 2005 in the Premier League, the 04-05 season. As Mike mentions, run through the Southampton team: Niamey, Telfer, Lundegaard, Van Davenport, Higginbottom, Nilsson. Just sounds like loads of lads who can take throw-ins, basically. Rutten, Delap, Redknapp. Jamie Redknapp played for Southampton this day. Still never registered with me, and I was in the stadium. Anders Svensson and Crouch. Liverpool, Dudek, Carragher, Hippier, Pellegrino, Warnock, Luis Garcia, Gerrard, Haman, Risa, Barros, Morientes. Goals from Prutton, 5 minutes in, Crouch 22 minutes in. The game's all but done after 25. If you look at that lineup, like, kind of a makeshift back four that for what the season is. You know, Carragher is asserting himself at centre half under Morientes. Pellegrino's in the January, not really getting a look in. This is, I think, might be one of his first starts. Warnock's by no means a regular starter. And the other thing is, it's just very, very 4-4-2 that. And it was never really something I felt Benitez was wedded to. This is just post the Alonso injury against Chelsea and Steve Finnan's also injured. But I mean, the first thing is, when you look around that lineup, my God, the lack of pace is just astounding.